Hello and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Thursday, the 16th of July. And if you're new here, Daily Dits gives you a lowdown on fascinating forces stories. But before we get on to that, I do have to give a little nod to the football. As much as I don't want to do this, as much as I think I've only just calmed myself down from last night's antics, it was a bit of a sad game, wasn't it? We were 1-0 up and then we just couldn't quite hold it together. And of course, England finished their time in the World Cup. Will you be watching the game on Saturday to find out who is in third place? I fancy our chances at a bronze medal. I don't know about you. But today we are talking about some army musicians. Did you know that the military is the number one employer for musicians in this country, which I think is absolutely fantastic? And to talk about the British Army Band Catterick, we of course have to have Mr. Catterick himself on the pod from BFBS Catterick, Mr. Chris Kay. Hello, my love.
Hello. I will say that I'm not really a big football fan, but I am very disappointed that England haven't gone all the way and become, you know, the World Cup champions. Because I was looking forward to the possibility of a bank holiday in the UK. And now we're not going to get that. So that is what I'm most disappointed about. You know, and especially as that would have fallen just a day before I went on annual leave. So that would have extended it a little further. So I got to wait another 4 years now until the possibility of that happening again.
Well, actually, Chris, not quite 4 years, because next year Brazil hosts the Women's World Cup. So if the girls can bring it home for us, you never know, we might get another bank holiday. But, you know, you've got a year to wait.
All right, well, there's a lot of pressure on their shoulders now because I want that bank holiday.
We'll send them a message. We'll let them know. Chris Kay says, you have to do good because I want another day off. I want another day off.
Exactly.
Of annual leave.
Yeah.
But you've been busy with the British Army Band Catterick, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, they're a fantastic band. I mean, they've been around in their present form for probably 6-7 years now. They are one of 14 regular bands in the British Army. Lots of different capabilities. Marching band, you know, they can break down into a smaller ensemble, you know, little brass quartets. They can, you know, perform rock music and this sort of thing. And that's kind of what they've been doing in the last few weeks. But, you know, a fantastic group of musicians. Always great to see probably like 35 to 40 of these musicians that all come together and just produce wonderful music. But they've done something different in the last few weeks, which we'll get onto in just a second. And, you know, probably something that they haven't done before.
I tell you something, I love a military band. No matter where I am, no matter what happens, if a military band starts playing, I get goosebumps. I don't know what it is, I just love it. But do you know how its members are able to sort of balance their musicianship alongside their military work?
Well, I mean, they are a very, very busy band. I mean, we have the infantry training centre here, so you have pass-off parades pretty much every single week, and they will be, you know, one of the bands called upon to provide the music, and not just in Catterick. It might be the Army Foundation College in Harrogate. They might be doing a concert in St Mary's Church in Richmond. But alongside that, you know, they've got to train, they've got to develop, they've got to, you know, continue to work on their sound. So they do have to strike that balance between going out and performing, but also, you know, developing themselves as well. So they might get like a guest conductor come in or a guest musician that will help them build on their sound and their creativity. And they've done that already this year. They have had a guest conductor come in and help them and, you know, tweak their performance. So, you know, you're getting the absolute best sound you can when you see them in these live environments. And, you know, as you just said, it's always fantastic to see a military band. It's always great to hear live music rather than, recorded is okay. Obviously, we play a lot of music on BFBS, but when you hear it live in the flesh, there's nothing quite like it.
So I understand that they've been up to something a little bit different recently. What is that?
Yeah, so these are military musicians. They help the pupils from Sacred Heart Primary in North Allerton write and record their own original track. And I joined them at the band block in Catterick to see them actually record it. So they had like a proper studio session. It's incredible.
The idea came about from Mrs. Charlton.
So I was talking to the children. We've got trust songs which have been written for children but not done by themselves. And I was talking to the children one day and they said, "Do we wish we could have a song that was our song?" So I went to Ian and Graham and said, "You guys are amazing. Can you make this happen for the children?" They said, "Absolutely, we can make this happen for the children."
Originally went to the school. We'd got all the lyrics down. We went back to the school, done a few rehearsals with them. So to get used to the song and how to play it and how to sing it and how to phrase it. And the idea was to bring them in-house in a British Army band, Carrick, set all the recording equipment up, make it like a bit more real for them, put them in a recording environment and just record them one by one, doing like different takes, different lines of lyrics within the song and mix it down to turn it into a song.
So first we like planned the words and then we made them into a song.
I played a few different styles of music. So I played some rock stuff, I played some country stuff, and I played like something a bit more pop influenced, and which they really like. So we stuck with that for the music.
And then Graham got out his guitar and worked his magic and produced the melody for it, which was a miracle that he just did that on the spot.
The chorus is like the main element of the song. And gives them a chance, an opportunity just to sing as loud as they can and give the song some like sort of depth and just a huge sound, really.
Sing with heart is a great place to be. Teach us children, God, one family.
One, two, three.
It's been a bit stressful and it's been like a bit fun as well.
They've just said to me this is the best day ever and that they're very excited about music and careers in the military. So yes, everybody's very excited, including the staff.
When everything's mixed down, it's going to have drums, keyboards, guitars and all the vocals. But yeah, I think in about a month's time, it should be all mixed, mastered and ready.
What an amazing opportunity these kids have had. And how did they react? How did the teachers react to the whole experience?
Oh, they were absolutely ecstatic. They loved every second of it. I mean, you get to get out of the classroom, you know, disrupt your normal day at school. You go into that environment where you've got all of the microphones, the recording equipment, the instruments. And, you know, it's so fascinating because they got such an array of different instruments in that practice room, which the band gave them a demonstration of as well. So it's just a fascinating process for them to be involved in. And, you know, you've got the laptop there recording it with all of the editing software and, you know, the multi-tracks and all this. So when you've never seen that before, it's just like, you know, it is that rock star experience. They absolutely loved it. And like even the teachers also had a great time as well. They were as excited as much as the kids.
Now, was this a first for the band as well?
As far as I know, they've never done anything like this before. So, you know, a unique opportunity for both the band and the school. You know, obviously the band is outperforming all of the time. So something a little bit different to be, you know, at their home in Catterick Garrison in that band block, doing the recording, inspiring some young people.
I feel like this is one of those moments in your life that you will remember. And you know when you have to go to like, I don't know, a meeting or a corporate kind of thing and you have to say one cool fact about yourself. That would be my cool fact. If that was me at school and that I'd recorded this track and that I was, you know, basically a licensed musician, songwriter, I would be saying that. If I'd done that when I was 6 years old, I would still latch on to that fact and say, oh, well, you know, I'm actually a recorded artist from many, many years ago.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it was great because the band, they shared their real passion for music. And I think that rubs off on you. You know, everyone there was absolutely delighted. You feel inspired. You feel energized. And also what I think is good is it kind of opens up your eyes to the different roles within the military. So obviously you've got the band and the musical aspect of it, but it's not just infantry. And I think that's what surprised some of the kids as well, is, you know, it's not just your general soldiering. You could be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, a chef, a driver, and, as they saw, a military musician as well. So I think it was an eye-opener in that aspect as well. So some of them, perhaps, you know, they might be considering it as an option now.
For sure. I was just about to say, do you think these kids were definitely inspired and that they might have their careers lined up now? They're going to go home and say, "Mummy, I want to be a lawyer and a clarinet player."
Well, anything is possible, and you know, certainly in the military, you could because, like, you could join an infantry unit, and then after a few years, you could become a PTI. Equally, you could then go, "Well, I want to be a photographer." You could do that, and it's the same. You know, you could join an infantry unit, but one of your other roles might be a drummer, or you might be you might be playing the bugle and the last post at some event. So you might be picking up these skills. The world is your oyster.
The question is, though, Chris, are we going to get this song on the BFBS playlist?
Well, I think it will certainly get played, absolutely. You know, once Graham from the band has mixed it down and we hear that.
Yay!
I mean, I was lucky because I heard the live version. Obviously, it is going to be recorded and mixed and, you know, compressed and, you know, all of the effects added to it. I think it will sound great, but we will certainly get it on air and we will hear the finished product for sure.
Oh, for sure. And then you can say that you were there for a recording of what will definitely, no doubt, be a number one hit.
Absolutely. There's no reason why it shouldn't be.
Well, Chris, it sounds like this was so wholesome and so sort of beautiful to see. But what else has been going on?
Well, the band have been up to so much anyway. I mean, they have performed with local youth bands in Bolton. I mean, they've been in musical competitions across in Lancashire. They've been in France performing, you know, concerts locally as well. That's going to continue throughout the summer. I mean, garden parties at Buckingham Palace, all of this sort of stuff. In addition to that, we're now into, you know, the season where we've got all of the Unit Family Fun Day. So they're going on. RAF Leeming hosting their annual Families Day and Air Show. Mission Motorsport Track Day, parades. Yeah, there is lots to come over the next couple of months.
Oh, wow. Very, very busy time for the British Army Band Catterick. Bless them. But I'm sure it is what they love to do. And Chris, thank you so much for coming on the pod today. This has been such a sweet episode. I love it.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was very wholesome. Thanks, Lauren.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, it's Thursday. And every Thursday, you can listen to or watch the latest SITREP episode. The award-winning SITREP brings you discussion and analysis on defence, foreign policy and stories affecting the British forces. It's presented by Kate Jabot with expert analysis from Professor Michael Clark. And you can find SITREP online at bfbs.com/podcasts, on the BFBS Forces News YouTube channel, or wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Music, we've got you covered. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.